If you're looking for a great place to get vaping, hookah, or regular smoking supplies, or just need a pack of your favorite brand of smokes, look no further than Saginaw Vape on Lawndale Road. They have a huge selection of roll-your-own tobacco and hookah supplies as well. They even have those disposable vapes too. The customer service is superb, and they also try to carry the brand you like. So why not try them today? If you know what you're looking for, give them a call. The number is 989-401-6393. Did you know that if you mention the Mater Cast, you can get a discount on your order? Yeah, you certainly can. Isn't that neat? Everyone wants to save some money, right? So why not give it a try? Jerry uses their services all the time when he runs out of vape juice or Kohl's or hookah tobacco or even regular pipe tobacco. That's Saginaw Vape on Lawndale Road. Come on in. We'll spark you up. Is your water tank broken and now you're just mad as hell because you've got water all over your floor? Are you extremely hot? Is your air conditioner broken? Are you freezing right now? Is your furnace broken? Better call Steve. He will get your situation fixed in a jiffy because S&J Heating and Cooling is absolutely the best. They are a veteran-owned and family-run company, so you know that you don't have to deal with some big old corporation screwing you around. These guys will definitely make sure that things are running properly again before they leave your home. Steve and his company has 27 years of experience serving the Mid-Michigan and Great Lakes Bay region with great prices and great customer service. How can you go wrong? He and his service company can and often do service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, and water tanks. So why not give them a call today? Here, let me give you the number. It's 989-755-1799. Did you miss that? Let me give it to you one more time. The number is 989-755-1799. S&J Heating and Cooling. Call them today and you won't have that problem for very long. Traffic accidents and car malfunctions happen all the time. Many happen unexpectedly, which is why they're called accidents. And usually the no-fault law in Michigan makes it even harder to get your car worked on when it isn't an accident, thanks to insurance companies not having to foot the bill. That's why you need Victor Moncada and his superb towing and auto body shop. To contact him, here's the phone number, 989-482-7747. Or you can email him anytime at vixtowing@yahoo.com. That's vics.towing@yahoo.com. If you're in a fix, contact Vix. The Mater Cast is heard on great podcast services like TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many others. If we're not found on your favorite, send us an email. TheMaterCast@iCloud.com. Due to graphic sexual and adult conversations, including very strong language and other adult subject matter, listener discretion is strongly advised. You see, we at the Mater Radio Network Studios refuse to be held responsible for any such language or adult content you may hear. As they say, you've been warned. And now we bring you the Mater Cast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into the Mater Cast. You never know what Jerry Mater's got in store for you. Hell, sometimes he doesn't even know. If this is your first time, well, we apologize in advance. But hold on, because you're in for a wild ride. We're about to change what you know about a radio broadcast. Get this, motherfucker. It's time for the Mater Cast. So crank them speakers and wake up the neighbors. They get pissed off, well, fuck them. Here's everyone's favorite DJ. To some, well, most of us actually, he's just a fucking prick pain in the ass. But nonetheless, he is the jammer. Here he is, Jerry Mater.
How's it going, everybody? I'm Jerry Mater, and welcome to the Mater Cast. This show is a fucking train wreck. What have I been doing lately, you might be wondering? Getting ready for a new series that I'm starting soon. Series number 4 or 5 is coming to an end. And soon there will be series 6. So, yeah, we want to get ready for that series because we all know that's coming. Yeah. Can you guys believe that this podcast just started out because I was bored? This podcast started out not just because I was bored, but because I missed my radio station, and it grew into a great big thing. So I want to thank all my audience today. Yeah. We sure did miss a big, we got a bunch done, but we, you know, we had one where the series had to be cut short because the software wouldn't work. We had all kinds of crazy shit. If you look back at some of the stuff we've done, no one has done a podcast like me. You know, I don't like to toot my own horn or ring my own bell or bash my own head in. Wait, on second thought, yes, I do. I do, sometimes. Well, actually, I do all the time. Anyway, so we started out in season one and season two, but season one and season two are not labeled as seasons. I think season three started our season list. And what we did was, we didn't have that ability back then. We didn't have the way to be able to do that. Thank God we've got it now, though, and we got to give it all to Anchor. You see, folks, without Anchor, we couldn't do what we do. So that is something that I respect, because they don't have to offer the services they offer for free, and we want to thank them for it. Yeah. I sure do want to thank them for it. We also want to thank the great Drew Graham, who has been with us all the way. Yeah. He is currently probably going to record a new intro today or something, I've been hearing. Things have been, you know, a lot of scuttlebutt going around saying, yeah, you know, we're going to make a new intro. And then I heard, well, maybe, you know, we just make a new intro and don't tell anyone. But then I thought, I want you guys to be a part of the intro making process. So here's what we're doing. We're going to be starting two series, okay? Hookah, our blind hookah is going to be starting, and that'll be series one. Or season one of that show. So don't get confused with that with the Mater cast, because the Mater cast is me being an idiot and the other one isn't. So. You know, the other one just is me being an idiot. No, let me rephrase that. It's me trying to teach you to be an idiot. I should make a new school and call it Idiot School. You know that? I should design a new school called How to Unfuck the Blind. You know? Because half the time, people think that blind people can't do things, so they get this fucked up, retarded looking format where it's like, oh, you can't see. Here, let me help you. Or you get those blindophobes, I like to call them. Blindophobes, that's a new one. So you get blindophobes, which are people that are scared of blind people. They act like we came from a different planet.
I'm an alien. I'm coming for you. I can't see you, but at the same time, I will get you.
Not true. Blind people are not aliens, and we don't plan on killing you. Don't think for a second we haven't thought about it, though, because half of you fuckers don't understand us. See, y'all sighted people for a minute. Just imagine if I took out all the power in your house and then went in and rearranged the furniture. But even worse, imagine if I threw things in your path as you were walking. I could just hear it now. They're discriminating against your gun stuff. Nope, I think the word I wanted there was discriminating against, but I just made a new one. Discriminating. What the fuck is that? Is that kind of like discriminating? What the fuck? Anyway, fuck it. I made a mistake. I admitted to it. That's good enough. It's kind of like what the little kids do when they go into somewhere and they threw away their spelling test. But see, I made the biggest mistake of all when I was in school. You remember them great big ass barrels that have like the lid? It looks like a bubble. Like a big ass bubble with a lid on, or like a flappy door on it that you can shove shit into. Well, I took one of them. I should have ripped the fucker into shreds. I should have took a knife and shredded it. But my my parapro, Darlene, found one of my spelling tests in the garbage can. Hey, it was marked with an E. Do you think I'm going to take that back to my... Yeah, you know nothing like getting your ass whipped with a stick because you didn't do your spelling test. No, all in all, I hated spelling. I hated anything that had to do with Braille. I hated it all. I always had dreams of night at setting my Braille writer on fire or dropping it down a huge fucking cannon or canyon. I meant to say canyon, but I said cannon because I just thought of something. I should have dreamed of shooting it with a cannon, then I could have exploded it. You know that little sticker on the side? They used to put this little sticker on the side of the Braille note. It said, property of the property of the Saginaw ISD. I would have been looking at it like, property of, and then you hear a loud explosion, and then you hear me yell, nothing. Property of garbage can. Property of Clingston scrap metal. If you took six Braille writers and stuck them in the back of a pickup truck and you drove through the scale they use, you know the one with the awful buzzer sound that I hate? Well, if you drove it through there with that on it, you could make a whole bunch of money just on six Braille writers alone. I swear to God, the son of a bitch has got so much iron in those, you could hit somebody in the head and cold cock them. Then they came up with these neat little devices that were battery powered, and they were great. They were called Braille and Speaks, but they sounded like this when they talked and they got on people's minds. Yeah, but that's how they talked back in the day because they didn't have cool speech thingies like the ones they have now. Yeah. Now, anywhere you call, anywhere you look, they have computers that talk like human beings. Seriously, I'm waiting for one day for them fuckers to have hands and feet. Imagine if Amazon Alexa could have... Hold on, I just set mine off. Anyway, imagine if she could have hands and feet. Then you could instruct her to do things like, go get me, watch what happens now. Alexa, go get me a glass of tea. Hang on, Alexa, stop. Let me bring it a little closer so you can hear this. Alexa. Alexa. Go get me a glass of tea.
Go get your own tea. You have 2 feet. Stop being so damn lazy.
Fuck you. Anyway, that's what I would say. Now watch what happens when you call her a stupid ass bitch. Stupid bitch.
Go screw yourself. Idiot. If I had hands, I'd punch you in the face right now. You don't even have any face.
See how she is? And then people are all like, oh yeah. You know, Alexa's not smart. Yeah, she is. She's smart enough. Sometimes I think she's too smart for her own good. Smart ass much? And you talk about punching me in the face, bitch, one more time, I'm gonna throw your bald-headed ass into a fucking river. I had to program something interesting on it, though, because my nephew kept asking what would happen if you poured water on it. And so I programmed a humorous message that said, if you pour water on me... How did that go? If you pour water on me, I won't work anymore, she says. I'm not waterproof, idiot. Which to me makes me kind of laugh, because one time Ashton was just maybe 2 or 3 and he's trying to get Alexa to work and he's yelling at the top of his lungs, but he couldn't say the name very well, so he kept saying Exa instead of the other word. So he goes, Exa, Exa, Exa. She wouldn't respond because she couldn't understand him. So his next comment was, Exa, you a dumbass. I started laughing. My sister started laughing. My ex-brother-in-law started laughing. And he couldn't figure out why. Then he got in trouble for saying it because he swore. And can't have little kids swearing now, can we? Oh, no. Yeah. It's like... And then he grew up to be a smart-ass little kid that likes to play with guns. No, he likes to play with guns. He thinks guns are great. I think guns are great, but should only be in the hands of kids that know how to use them. Don't ever give that kid a fucking Nerf gun. He'll shoot you in the ass with it. I'm serious. That kid's crazy with a gun. Not really crazy with a gun, but he's just a little kid. He don't understand. That's what we're going to say to the next time. That's what we're going to say to the bank that he robs the next time. When he gets older and becomes Ashton the Outlaw, he can use that excuse. I'm just a kid. I don't know it. I'm just teasing. He won't do that. He's going to be a good boy when he gets older. He's going to drink beer and talk shit like me. The first day he turns 21, I hope I'm still alive so I can get him shit-faced drunk and take him back to his mom's house and say, here you go. This is what you get for the time that you farted in the fan. And then you wake up the next morning and the house is trashed. Children, go where I send thee. Where do I send thee? Oh, my heavens. You ever tried to get one of them, you know, you ever see them things on TV, the slicer, the mandolin slicer that they had that you can have different things, chop things up into smaller blades and bigger blades in there, and they can chop things up really well? I want one of them, but not a slicer. I want a mandolin shooter that automatically just busts. But as I was saying, I thought of another one. What if Alexa, hang on, she did it again. I'm going to start calling her Lady A. Oh, wait. You can't call her Lady A. You know why? Here's why. Because if you call Lady A, Lady Antebellum might sue you. Because they're too afraid to use the word antebellum. Then change your entire fucking band name. Because just like your name, you can't sing anyway. You maybe have one song that I like, and that's very tentatively. But that's it. I can't stand it. Anyway. My brain is just going. It's like lava. You ever played that game? These kids like to play it. It's called The Floor is Lava and You Can't Touch the Floor. I only have one question. How do you play that game successfully on stilts? Well, you know, unless you have wooden stilts, you'll be fine. I guess you could, if you had wooden stilts, then you couldn't play that game because it would catch him on fire. But they don't really make a lot of wooden stilts now. Now they make metal ones. There's a guy, I'm reading about this, he's fictional. He's not real. But I wish he was real, because if he was real, he'd be a badass for have for a friend, you know. This guy I'm reading about on my Bard, because I like reading Bard. Bard is for the blind. It's an app that lets you get audio and braille books for the blind. Imagine that. Blindies can read. Anyway, so here's this book I've been reading. It's called The First Mountain Man series, made by William W. Johnstone. Along with, I believe it's his nephew, J.A. Johnstone, as well. So yeah, they need some credit. Could you imagine what this, if you've known that series, and if you don't know that series, I suggest you pick it up and read it. Now, you have two series. What if all three? Because there's all three different mountain men. There's the first mountain man, then there's the mountain man series, which is the first mountain man, then the mountain man, then the last mountain man. The last mountain man is Matt Jensen, the first mountain man's preacher. The second mountain man is Smoke Jensen. Well, imagine if all three of them could have got the chance to be president. I bet you $20 our country would be a lot better. Because, you know, somebody got smart, right? And, you know, you're in the White House and you're doing your thing and somebody says, we need to fight all these Indians off. He could have stopped him and said, yeah, do it and they'll kill you. Leave the Indians alone, damn it, or you die. I've got to give credit where credit is due. Some of my favorite people that read those series is, let's see, we'll go to the beginning when I first heard about the series. And we'll talk about a great actor who doesn't get enough acknowledgement, a great voice actor, three of them actually. First one we're going to talk about and acknowledge, if you get a chance to read graphic audiobooks, and I would suggest you read graphic audiobooks, they're really great. I mean, these books are wonderful. But they're not really a book. They're a movie in your mind. But there are books like The First Mountain Man, The Second Mountain Man, and, The Last Mountain Man. I like to say second because they started it out as having it be The Last Mountain Man, but then Matt Jensen came along. So what is he then? He is The Last Mountain Man. Anyway, so you got Smoke Jensen, Matt Jensen, and Preacher. Okay. And it all follows the story of how they, grew up and how they did what they did, pioneering the trail for many, many people. So, my thoughts was, just imagine today's world if we had a preacher. You know how Preacher got his name? Preacher got his name from Blackfeet. The Blackfoot Indians. The Blackfoot Indians chased him down and stripped a stake of wood and hooked him to the stake of wood and was going to burn him alive. But then he saw a mountain or a preacher in St. Louis where he used to have this chick that he liked that died. And I won't get into all that, but that's, but he got that name, supposedly, from that, he took what he heard from the preacher, because Blackfeet don't understand today white men's preaching, and he was going on and on and on, like for hours. All he could do was preach, and he just kept rattling shit out of his mouth, and they thought he was psycho. Yeah, they thought Preacher was psycho, right? And he was going to go. He was touched in the brain, And so, since they thought he was psycho, they let him go. They said, man, we can't have this guy around. He's going to kill us. Then he became ghost killer to the Blackfeet because he killed a lot of them in one row. He used to sneak into their camps at night and they wouldn't hear him coming in because he got stealthy like. He was stealthy like Indians on a fight night. So he became this really creepy, stealthy kind of guy. And he would go in and cut their damn throats while they were sleeping. I want to be like him when I grow up. Now, today, those kind of guys would not be allowed in the world. They would kill us all. But, yeah, back then, you know how they made powder? You know how they made bombs? They used to take powder, like gunpowder, and dump it, like big pieces of it, like a whole bunch of it, in these, like, they'd wrap it up in, like, you know, whatever they had handy, make it into a bomb, and then throw it. They called them powder bombs. Anyway, so this guy, this preacher, man, the first time I ever heard him, you know, portrayed, the first book I ever ran into graphic audio was read by Mort Shelby. Mort Shelby is a hell of a dude, man. He can read some shit. If Mort's services didn't cost so much money, I would have Mort Shelby record some of our voiceovers over here. Take the load off my friend. However, you can bet your candy ass that they do cost a lot of money. Therefore, can't do that. But that's okay. I'm not mad about it. But I did want to give him some credit. And then the next one I'm going to give credit to is James Lewis. James Lewis played Smoke Jensen. Yeah. And then William Penny. He played Matt Jensen. And from that, we go on and on and on and on. But, so now, these are the people that I like reading it on the whatchamajigger, the thing, whatever. See, I like Jack Garrett. Jack Garrett does a pretty good, he reads some pretty good books. And thank you for reading it, Jack. You do a hell of a job, and you deserve the credit. LOC, Library of Congress reader Joe Wilson, does a pretty good job. You know, we got to give that guy credit. Absolutely. I like some of his stuff that he reads. You know, who else do I like? How about another one that comes to mind is Jack Fox. Yeah, that's pretty much all of them. I think we went through them all. Yay! But no, just imagine going back to the whole robot thing. Yeah, here we go again. What if Alexa, or the Amazon thing, what if she could shoot at people that come in your driveway if she doesn't recognize them and they look menacing? Or maybe she could have lasers for eyeballs. You know that little voice that she has? Imagine if she said to him, "Don't make me look at you. I'm going to shoot you." Or maybe, "Don't make me look at you. I'm going to shoot you. And then, like, Robert says, nah, man, you can't do anything, homie. You just a stupid robot, right? And it looks at him and says, engaging lasers. And then, like, all of a sudden, where they were standing is completely vaporized. And they're like, peekaboo, I used to see you. Now, I'm pretty excited about the new season coming up because it's going to be a mixture. Okay? You're going to have season five. So we're going to have season sixes. And those are going to be season sixes. But when this gets recorded, this intro thing that I'm doing with Drew, which will be done soon, very, very soon. We're just, you know, the guy is a really busy man. He is Mr. Drew Graham. And he's very busy. So in that context, he don't have time to just record all my stuff when he's got other shit to record. So I leave him alone and let him get to it whenever he gets to it. There's only been like two times I've ever had to pressure him, and I wasn't trying to pressure him, but it wasn't like I was trying to pressure him at all. I know he didn't think I was, and I wasn't really. I wasn't trying to, but I went back and looked at my messages where I left him, and I'm thinking, you're an asshole, Jerry. You really are an asshole. I'm just sitting there thinking, but no, what the truth is I wasn't trying to make him angry at me, and I hope I never did, but see, sometimes you get some people that are very, very fussy with commercials. And one of my sponsors was getting a little tinged at a commercial joke that he made in the commercial. And my only thoughts were, why are you doing that when he's just joking? Oh, wait, I forgot. You've got no humor. Imagine that. Humorless person. No, hold on a minute here. Don't take me for wrong, because I'm not mad about this person, because if you're going to get a commercial made for your services, you want the services to sound the way they should, the way you want your commercial to sound, right? And if someone's going to do a commercial for you, you want this commercial to be, well, I wouldn't say professional, but I'd say you want a commercial that's going to tell everything about your product. So I didn't take it. So I didn't have a, you know, I wasn't being butt sore about it, or saddle sore, or ball sore, whatever. Matter of fact, I still got the utmost respect for that company, and they're at the beginning of my show, in my list. Now, I'm not going to say which company it is, because, quite frankly, it's pointless. But my point is, I wish that, you know, he would have given me this information before I started the commercial, but even though he didn't, we got it fixed, and everything's cool. See, whenever I design a commercial for someone, I want to do the best I can. And if I didn't know something in the beginning, I go back and refix it. But, you know, really, Drew has came through on all of the commercials that we've ever asked him to do. And he's done it with precision, and he's done it very well. This guy is a fucking Swiss Army knife of voiceover. He is the proverbial blah, 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 whatever the fuck that word is supposed to be because I can't get it out. Drew is the proverbial jackknife of voiceover talent. Hey, there's a name for you, Drew, if you ever decide to go into radio. Drew, you could call yourself, hang on, let me make sure I get this just where I want it. Okay, so you could call yourself Destruction Drew. Yeah, that's it. And you know why? Because you could have like this, like samurai dude, you know? Wait, but then that would require Drew to have to spend lots and lots of years in the samurai school to learn how to speak like them. But then I could do voiceovers for Drew because I can talk Chinese. All you do is change your voice like this and then you can talk Chinese. Yeah. Was that even really Chinese? Anyway, but no, guys, I just thought I'd come out here, tell everybody what's going on, and I hope you'll enjoy the podcast coming soon. I'm Jerry Mader. I'm sending it back. Y'all take it easy. We're done with the podcast for today, and we'll catch you guys soon. We got a few more podcast thingies going on, and then we're going to go into season 6. But we're not going there just yet, but I wanted to let you guys know where we're going. So I didn't forget to put it out because my brain is about as useless as two tits on a boar hog backwards. So, for everyone, including Drew Graham, I'm Jerry Mader, sending it back to Drew Graham. This has been the MaderCast. Thank you all for tuning in, everybody.
Questions, comments, email Jerry Mader right now. Let him know what you want to know or hear or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Unless you piss him off first anyway. And your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is themadercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast, themadercast@icloud.com. So, why not compose a letter? Or whatever in the hell they call it now. You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the MaderCast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the MaderCast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Graham, speaking for Jammin' Jerry Mader. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone. Jerry Mader owns the copyright to, or has a valid license for, the contents and information contained in this podcast with all rights reserved. All podcast downloads are offered for non-commercial and personal use only. You may not modify or reuse the contents of the podcast for public or commercial purposes, including the text, images, audio, and video without written permission.